You are listening to Inverse Autasky, the Atari 8-Bit Productivity Podcast, Season 8, Episode 2. Overview.
Hello, welcome back. I'm your host, Wade, and this time the product featured can help you find a job that fits your skills and interests.
Do you want fries with that?
Almost. The software featured this time is called Career Counselor. Let's let the publisher speak for the product. Here's an advertising blurb. A unique and fascinating way to explore the important world of careers. Take the first steps towards discovering the careers that are right for you. It is designed to be used at home, in schools, or in libraries by a wide variety of people. The career search technique used in the program provides a combination of education, fun, and a sense of adventure, making it as valuable for adults as it is for students. You enter your likes and dislikes concerning interests, abilities, nature of work, and other goals through a set of easy-to-use menus and displays. The program will generate a list of careers which satisfies your preferences. Through repeated use of career search process, you gain valuable, lifelong insights into your career goals and the hundreds of careers stored by the program. The program also features a career dictionary, which is another source of clear, concise information. This feature allows you to quickly and easily obtain descriptions of all the desired careers. Who published this software? It was MMG Micro Software. MMG was based in Marlboro, New Jersey. They mainly produced games such as Final Flight and Chomper, but did have a couple of productivity titles. There isn't a lot of information available about the company.
Technical data.
Career Counselor was published in 1982. Again, the publisher's MMG Micro Software. The developer was RLM Microsystems, and the programmer was Melvin Lebowitz. I know what you're saying. Hold on, RLM Microsystems. Yes, RLM strikes again. RLM Microsystems is the company that Ron and Lynn Marcuse operate. They have been mentioned many times on Inverse Autasky and were interviewed by Kay Savitz of the Antic podcast. There's a link to the interview in the show notes. The software requires the basic cartridge. The software came on disk. It required 32K of memory, but that conflicts with another ad that says it requires 48K. And the price was $59.95, which is $189.29 today. There was also an Apple II expanded version, which required 48K and came on disk as well. And its price was $129.95. And today, that's $410.31. As for a manual, I couldn't locate one, so I can't talk about it. As for the packaging, I couldn't find a picture of the packaging, so I can't talk about that either.
Usage notes.
Booting the software requires BASIC to be present. After an initial load, you will get a splash screen, and surprise, it is animated. There is an office on the left and a factory on the right. In the middle is a school-looking building, and at the top in black lettering is the program title, Career Counselor. There is a pink female figure in a dress in front of the building on the left, and a blue male figure, presumably, wearing pants on the right. Two clouds roll in and float across the screen from the left, and while this happens, the pink figure walks to the office building, and the blue figure walks to the factory. At the bottom of the image are three lines of text in a brown color. The first line reads, by Mel Lebowitz. The second line is an inverse video and reads, program by RLM Software. And the last line reads, copyright 1982 MMG Micro Software. The program will ask you for your name and only uses it in the summary and printouts. The main menu is a light blue screen with white text. At the top, the title is centered and reads Career Counselor. There is a divider line. Then there is a menu which is titled, These are the main options. The program options are presented, the first in dark blue consuming three lines, the second in magenta also consuming three lines. Then there are eight lines which have program credits and includes the Autasky rendered RLM logo. At the bottom are four lines that are black, with white text, which have the copyright and menu instructions. You can press H to get a single screen of help text or Escape to go back and re-enter your name. The color stripe menus remind me of other RLM software. The program options are 1, Career Search, and 2, Career Dictionary. The first option, Career Search, is where you do all the work. It has its own menu of options, each of which is designed to craft the search criteria. And those are, in a dark orange band, 1, Interests, 2, Aptitudes. Then, in a dark blue band, item 3, Education Level, and 4, Physical Demand. Then in a magenta band, item 5 is Environment, item 6, Variation of Tasks, 7, Independence, 8, Creativity. Then in a purple band, item 9 is Leadership. And then in a green band, you have C for Career Category, E for Earnings Range. And then in a red band, you have O, Employment Outlook. And then in the normal Atari color, you have L for List Careers. So you just work from 1 to 9 and follow the prompts. Each screen will have a line or two of instruction in the form of a question, followed by its own set of questions, each numbered with the number inversed. Enter the number and select the preference. 0 is no preference, 1 is preferred, and 2 is not preferred. And there is a difference between no and none. Let's say you absolutely don't want to work with animals. You would enter 2 for no, which would remove jobs working with animals from the results. None means there would be no restriction on the search for that item. Once you've entered all the data, use L to list the careers. It will ask if you want a printout, and regardless, the results will be displayed on the screen. First, it will summarize the data you entered, then it will show the matching careers. If there are more than will fit on a page, you are prompted to press a key to continue. It's really that simple. Files on the disk, DOS.sys, which is Atari DOS 2.0s, logo, the logo splash screen, written in and loadable from BASIC, career, the program itself, written in and also loadable from BASIC, career.pi7, this is an unknown and it's in a binary format, there's autorun.sys, which is the autoloader which runs the logo program, there's name, N-A-M, .dt. This is a mixed mode file and I'm unsure what it is. Then there is dic.dt. This is an ASCII file that appears to be the job code dictionary. Then there is help 0 through 13 and also 20. These are the help screens.
Fun factoids.
An Apple version was advertised as an expanded edition. However, I could find no reference that it was actually published.
Summary.
I saw this product in an ad in Antic magazine from November 1983 while doing research for the Antic files. There's an image of the ad on the website. The ad caught my attention because, as part of my professional programming career, I was working for a small company that wrote and sold JTPA administration software. Another part of that business actually implemented the JTPA government program. JTPA stands for Job Training Partnership Act and went into law in 1982, the same year that MMG Career Counselor was published. The JTPA program helped match people skills and aptitudes to jobs. This was typically handled by a career counselor who worked with the candidates and administered testing, etc. The software I worked on managed the entire operation and was primarily sold to state and county governments. It was much more comprehensive than MMG's Career Counselor software. Career Counselor provides up to 337 possible careers, each linked to its Department of Labor DOT number. DOT is the Department of Occupational Titles. The government stopped publishing it in March of 1999. And is now an online database. At the time of cessation, there were 13,000 plus jobs. The replacement is called Occupational Information Network, or ONET, and classifies jobs into families with less than 1,000 total. The job families adhere to a mandated Standard Occupational Classification, or SOC. There was an update to the DOT in 1982 and in 1986, the latter adding over 800 titles. It's difficult to find exact numbers on how many titles there were in each publication, so I don't know how close the 337 comes to the total number of titles available in the dictionary in 1982. I'm guessing it is a subset to make it fit in 48K, which may be backed up in that the Apple II version is touted as an expanded version. In regards to the software itself, right away you can see the RLM software's influence on the product. The menus use multiple colors to differentiate categories of options, and the screens within those options use the same colors. I hinted at that earlier. It's rather easy to use, though it loads pretty slowly, primarily reading the database and the index. Once loaded, it's pretty quick. It's impressive considering it's a basic program. I examined the source code and it does make use of some machine language, which is likely where the speed comes in on the searching. I found I didn't need a manual to use it, which is good because I couldn't find one. If someone does have it, scan it and upload it to the Internet Archive or Atari Mania for preservation. The questions are clear and each section has context-sensitive help to assist if you don't understand. You are also not forced into a strict input regimen. You can interact with whichever items and sub-items you want in any order you want. The program has salary ranges built in, which are quite dated. Those categories are $12,000 and above, $18,000 and above, $24,000 and above, and $30,000 and above.
I will take $30,000 and above, please.
Won't we all? All options except the last are considered poverty level in 2023. This makes it a little useless today. The employment outlook is also dated. If you use this today, leave those empty, which will effectively remove any restrictions they impose. It could result in some lower paying jobs in the result set, though. The search main menu has a box in the lower right that shows the total number of matches. The number is adjusted downward as you enter your skills, aptitudes, and other factors. By the time I had entered all my information, excluding salary, there was one job. Airline pilot.
Wait, what?
Exactly. As I relaxed the criteria, mainly removing leadership, it opened up to 15 jobs. Here they are. Air traffic controller, airplane pilot, architect, astronomer, biomedical engineer, buyer, chemist, computer programmer, dietitian, engineer, home economist, industrial engineer, industrial sales engineer, science teacher, and test pilot.
You missed your calling in aviation.
It would appear that way. While I look at the list and think that's way off target, a few stand out. Computer programmer, obviously considering what you learned about me earlier. A few in engineering, through different applications. This is essentially what I do today. And then there is astronomy. You may be saying, hold on, what? I've always been fascinated with outer space. My intended career when I started college was in fact astronomer. In my second year of study, I learned two things. One, where astronomers work, some in very remote areas, and two, how much they made. While the first wasn't terrible, the salary was a killer for me. At this point, I was making a decent salary already, considering my age, and that wasn't too far off from the average astronomer salary. That caused me to double down on computer science. Another on the list that stands out is science teacher. While I've never had the desire to teach, I've been told over and over throughout my life that I should teach computer-related subjects. Maybe I'd be good at it. I don't know. So, it looks like the program works for the most part, and maybe I would enjoy an aviation career. Does astronaut count? What did I like about it? First, it keeps all your information even if you exit back to the main menu. This allows you to get a list of career choices, then go back to the dictionary and look them up, and then return to search without having to re-enter everything. And next, context-sensitive help. Not many programs offered this back in 1982. Stuck on a screen and don't know what to do? Ask for help. What did I not like about it? There's only really one thing. This is not necessarily a dislike either, but it's the only thing that I missed, and that was being able to easily export the entire library. You probably wouldn't want to do that if you're using it. However, I wanted to do it for episode research. From a 1982 perspective, would I use it? Possibly. If I were job hunting, I'm not sure I would want to shell out the large amount for the program, but that said, it does a reasonable job narrowing potential careers that match your personality and skill set, and it did seem to work. From a retro perspective, would I use it? Well, you really can't. The job database is old, really old at this point. You could get around the salary criteria by not specifying it, but the job data is also still very old. Try finding a web developer, network administrator, or cybersecurity analyst in this database. With an updated database, perhaps it would be useful. For a bit rating, I'm going to give it an 8. I don't see any reason why it doesn't deserve an 8. Having out-of-date data isn't the program's fault, as it was relevant at the time of publication. An easy-to-use piece of software, and pretty fun to experiment with in modern day. It also seemed to find stuff that was relevant for me. If you've never done a career skills and aptitude mapping, give it a spin.
Special thanks.
First, gotta thank WizWars for the fantastic chiptune 8-bit raceway that's used in part of the introduction. I also want to thank you for listening, and I gotta thank Ron and Lynn Marcuse for their excellence in software, and MMG for publishing Career Counselor. Thanks all.
Goodbye.